You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta... Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference. And that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, to restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's going to be starting at 7:30. But we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics. And so I want to see you there. God bless.
The enemy is going to stick his head up on somebody. The enemy is going to jab slap you. You know, just like I walk in here and I'm like, what the world is going on? Where's everybody at? I know everybody's, you know, a lot of people school shopping. You know, sometimes when we take the vacation, it's everybody else's license to take the vacation. We know that by now. Amen, somebody. But you got to be a finisher.
Yes, yes.
You got to look at things and call those things that, you know, hey, you can't call it what the enemy wants you to call it. Oh, glory to God. You know, I love to say when it look like I'm losing, I'm really winning. Yes. Tell somebody I'm winning. I'm a winner. Tell somebody I'm a finisher.
I'm a finisher.
All right. How many know that sometimes we don't always recognize that there are things in us that keep us from finishing? Okay. I'm going to say that again. Go to Genesis chapter 35. Sometimes we don't recognize that there are things in us that keep us from finishing. Oh, glory to God. Genesis 35. Let's go there.
And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there.
Okay.
And make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother.
Okay. All right. This God, read a little bit further down the page.
Then Jacob said unto his household, and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way in which I went.
Now look at this now. Look at this now. Jacob had already had an experience with God, an introduction to God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Because I really wanted to start further down the page, but, you know, I'm glad you started there. All right. All right. Because let me say this here. His family didn't know God like he knew God. He was really, it's really like a little picture of a shepherd leading people to Bethel, which means house of God or house of bread. Oh, glory to God. And so, all right. And so here he is. He's taking his family, and they're on their way to Bethel, house of God, house of bread. Now drop down to verse 16, and the Bible says what?
And they journeyed from Bethel, and
there was but a little ways to go to what?
Ephrath.
They were on their way to, they had gotten to Bethel, come on, and now they were leaving Bethel, somebody say house of God, because let me show you something, when you get born again, when you get saved, God don't mean for you just to stay, somebody say, at the door, at the foot of the cross, but he wants you to go on to Ephrath, which means what? Fruitful. God wants you to go to a place of fruitfulness. And so all of a sudden, the Bible says that there were just a little ways to go. Sometimes we get stuck in the little. We get stuck between, come on, entering in, oh glory to God, and going to fruitful. See, the enemy will fight you all the way to fruitfulness. Read.
And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor.
Okay.
And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin.
Let me say this, she died just a little ways to go.
Yes.
She died, somebody say, with just because can I tell you something? There was a little in her.
Yes.
And sometimes we got little in us.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't have enough to make the journey and go on to a place of fruitfulness.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. All right. Well, let me tell you, let's go back and examine her life. Come on. She was spoiled. The Bible says that she was favored by her dad. Everybody, you know, favored her because she was so beautiful. She was covetous. Amen. Her nephew would go out and get mandrakes. Oh, glory to God. But she was coveting her sister's mandrakes. Come on. She was a liar. Oh, glory to God. She was a thief. She stole her daddy's idols. Oh, glory to God. And then after she stole her daddy's idol, she lied. She almost got the whole family killed. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But the daddy showed up with an army. Come on. Oh, glory to God. She would throw temper tantrums. Amen, somebody. When she couldn't have any children, she told Jacob, give me children or I'll die. I'll take myself away from you. Okay, all right. Oh, glory to God. She was always competing and competitive with her sister. Come on, somebody. Somebody say little. See, can I tell you something? If you're going to go on to if you're going to go to the next level, you got to get the little out of you. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again.
Yes.
If we're going to go to the next level, we got to get what? Somebody say the little out of us. Oh, glory to God. You got to be willing to get. And this is why we okay, all right. We're in a time, I believe, that, you know, that, and we're kind of looking and we're seeing all the darkness, but we're in a time where I just believe that God promotes his people in the midst of darkness. Arise and shine, for thy light is coming. The glory of God has risen upon you. Come on, bro, glory to God. In darkness, God put his glory upon his people. We tell somebody, we don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss it. We want the glory. Come on, somebody. We want the weightiness of God, the splendor, the magnificence, the glory, the power. Come on. We want these things. Come on. But we got to make capacity room. We got to be willing to get the little out of us. Somebody said, Lord, take the little out of me. Come on. I freely give it. Glory to God. I yield it to you. I let you take it out of me. See, the word let, can I tell you something? The word let is a permissive word. It's a permissive word. Let is a permissive word. Here's God speaking to his creation in the beginning of time, in the beginning of the time that we know from the Bible. Because guess what? You know, God, you know, he didn't have an ending in the, you know. But anyways, here's God speaking to his creation saying, let there be light. Come on. Let the atmosphere, let the waters rise up and divide from the waters, and the waters create an atmosphere. Let the waters flow back off the land. Hold up now. He's speaking to creation. He's speaking to us. Okay, God will speak to you and say, let me do this in your life. You have an opportunity to stay jacked up. Come on, somebody. You have an opportunity to let and allow God to change your life. I almost want to preach coming on here, y'all. Y'all might want to pray for me. I said, I feel a preach. I didn't say. So, can I tell you something? Because really, Genesis chapter 1, God is talking about you from the very beginning. God is talking about man from the very beginning. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens, somebody say, and the earth, the heavens. Plural. I know some of your Bibles, they've taken the S off of heaven, and they just say heaven, but heavens, plural. That's why I like the King James Version. Oh, glory to God. He's talking about the first, second, and third heaven. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Paul talked about a third heaven, and so he's talking about a place where he resides. Come on, somebody. Outside of the universe. Come on. And then you have the second heaven, space, and what do you call that? The stars and the moons, or what do we call it? What do we call it? Well, anyway, and then you have the heaven that we look at, the sky. We have, you know, the sky, the upper part of our atmosphere. But the Bible says he created that, and he created the earth. Point to yourself. And the Bible says the earth was without form and void. You didn't have the form of God. Come on, we're talking about you. You didn't have the image and the shape of God. You was a sinner, born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You were shaped in iniquity, by iniquity. Come on. And all of us in here, you were a professional sinner. Come on. God is talking about you. And the Bible says that the earth was born empty. Come on. We were empty of God. Come on. You didn't have God on the inside of you. Come on. Not until you said, Lord, I repent of my sins. I make room for you. Okay, all right. Glory to God. Just trying to run through this real quick. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Then God called for light. Yeah. Hallelujah. Divided the light from the darkness. Because guess what? Yeah. There are times when you will come to a place, hallelujah, where you gotta make a choice whether you're gonna stick with darkness or you're gonna go with the light. Come on, somebody. Yes. Oh, glory to God. And so the Lord said, let there be light. Come on. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the Spirit of God, let's back up. The Bible says the Spirit of God was moving across the face of the water. The water. Water is symbolic of the Word. Come on. The Bible says that the Word of God would run up out of a preacher's belly like what? Running rivers of water. The Spirit of God activated the Word in my belly. Come on, somebody. On this morning. And so now I'm releasing it. It's running up out of my belly. Somebody say, like running rivers of water.
Yes, Lord.
And then God said, let there be light. My God. Because guess what? I was sitting up in a church one day and the light came on. And I realized that Jesus Christ was Lord. He was Savior. He was God. Come on, somebody. And I had to make a choice. whether to remain in darkness or gravitate towards the light. I made a choice to serve the Lord. All of a sudden, my God, then God began to make a division in my life. The Bible says He told the water to roll back off the land. Hallelujah. God made a division. Hallelujah. Water is symbolic of affliction. There was things that are afflicting me and keeping me in sin. And all of a sudden, hey. Okay, all right. I can walk you down the page and show you you. Show you in Genesis chapter 1 that God was mindful of you. Come on, somebody. What is man that you're so mindful of him and the Son of Man? My God. God was thinking about you from the very beginning. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. I'm about to teach on that some other time. I just wanted to show you that you're there. You're right there in Genesis chapter 1. God loved you so much, He snuck it in. He put you in there. He snuck it in there. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Tell somebody that if you want to go to another level, you got to be willing to change your diet.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Too many Gerber babies in the body of Christ. Come on. They're just getting, God is able. He'll bring you out. Come on, you've been in the church 20 years. Talking about God will bring you out and you ain't came out yet. Come on, it's time to come on out. Can I tell you something? And then there's a lot of this basic teaching. Come on, that's fine. We need basic teaching. But there are times that we need somebody to say some meat. We need some meat in our diet. Come on. No more Gerber food or whatever. Gerber babies. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And tell somebody, if you're here and you were a Gerber baby, you're going to grow up real fast.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because you're going to get some meat. The meat's going to help you to grow up. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Let me see. Where was that? Maybe find me a place that I can get back started again. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, if you got to go to the next level, you got to be willing to eat at the next level.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. All right. Hallelujah. Tell somebody God is the author and the finisher of our faith.
God is the author and finisher.
Amen. So let Him do it. Somebody say cooperate with Him.
Cooperate with
Him. All right. All right. So go back to, Hebrews chapter 12. Hallelujah. We're going to try to wrap this thing up here. I don't know how long I've been ministering for, but we're going to try to bring it in. Amen. Where it is? Oh, here we go. Hebrews chapter 12. Okay. And so we were talking about who for the joy that was set before him endured, somebody say endurance. Endured the cross, despising the shame. You know, that's more powerful than what we think, because a lot of times we in the body of Christ, a lot of us are dealing with shame. We're even shameful to witness to people. Oh, glory to God. Shameful to talk to people about God. And here's God saying He despised the shame. He hated the shame. I mean, it was nothing that was going to stop Him from doing what He wanted to do for us. And the Bible says He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endures such contradiction of sinners against Himself. Sometimes when you're going through something, you got to consider everything that the Lord went through. The Bible says, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Lest you be wearied, you get tired and you faint. Oh, glory to God. In your mind. God wants us to be finishers. What the Lord stops, what the Lord starts, He finishes. Oh, glory to God. He's not a quitter. He's not a quitter. He don't quit. Almost done. For it says, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. You know, we got it pretty good in the United States. I said, we got it pretty good here in the United States.
Yes,
yeah. Other nations, they are shedding blood. They're shedding blood, they're dying. They have to give up their lives. Oh, glory to God. For the name of Christ. We got We got some things going on in this nation now. There's really a push, even by the government. There's even a push by the government to just put his foot on Christianity, to stamp out Christianity. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so, we really got to pray. Really got to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and do communion. We're going to go ahead and get ready for communion. Amen. And hallelujah. It is the first Sunday, isn't it? Come on, stand with me real quick. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, take the little out of me. Everything out of me that's not like God. Can I tell you something? Can I be truthful? It used to be a time that more I had a hard time saying is because I like me. Okay. I like what was in me. I like acting the way I used to act. This is what I tell it like this, Hurricane. I like behaving the way I behave. That was me. Come on. I wasn't always willing to say, God, take everything out of me that's not like you. Sometimes we can be crying about other folks and other offenses. No. I remember one time, let me say this here. I remember one time when I was saying, Lord, this woman, I was talking about my spouse. I mean, I was talking to God. And so next thing you know, the evangelist showed up at the shop. And the evangelist said, I got a word for you from God. And one of the things I had been praying, God, straighten out my household. And we went out back, and she said, the Lord said that he's getting ready to straighten your house out. I was so happy. And she said, but the Lord said he's going to start with you. Me? Hallelujah. Wasn't expecting that. But he started with me. You know, show you how we started with it. I'd be working out on this website. And I remember complaining to the Lord, you know, my wife won't listen to me, and the Lord said, you won't listen to your boss on the job. He started with me. And when I started lining up with the word, everything else started lining up. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Y'all get this. Somebody say, Lord, take everything out of me that's not like you. Take it out. I freely give it. I let you, God. I permit you, God. God is not going to knock your door down to make you do anything. You have to make the choice, oh glory to God, to allow him to do it, to change our hearts. Now while we're standing, we're getting ready to take your name. Let me say this here. How many remember when Jesus was giving communion? Glory to God. He was the Last Supper, not so much I'll just say we call it communion, but it was the Last Supper. And the Bible says that Jesus stood up and he took off his robe. And the Bible says that he took a rag and he took it and he tied it to himself and then he began to serve. Can I tell you something? It is a picture. It is a picture of what Christ did. Here's Christ in heaven and he took off his glory. He took off his glory, came down here to earth, and put on flesh. Come on, what did I say? He picked up a rag and girded himself with a rag, and then he began to serve. He took off his glory. He took off everything that he was for you and I. But I just want to stop the video, please.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference. And that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, to restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. Fighting, a mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then, forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's going to be starting at 7:30, but we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics. And so I want to see you there. God bless. Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.